Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation would also like to share our appreciation for Germany and Montenegro for the excellent work they have done in leading the efforts on international assistance within the CCM. Canada remains a strong supporter of the Convention and all of its articles, and I would like to provide now an update on Canada's current engagement in the areas of international cooperation, or Article 6 of the Convention. Mr. President, our operational funding for 2020 to 2024 includes a total of more than $55 million Canadian dollars for projects related to mine action and disposal of remnants of war in the following countries: Afghanistan, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Burkina Faso, Cambodia, Colombia, Iraq, Lao PDR, Sri Lanka, Syria, Ukraine, and Mali. Our support targets a number of areas related to mine action and combating cluster munitions, including clearance, mine risk education, and community engagement. Specifically on Ukraine, immediately following the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, Canada provided $2 million to the Halo Trust for support on the Emergency Explosive Ordnance Risk Education, hazard mapping, and conducting clearance of ERWs in Ukraine where conditions allowed. Additionally, Canada provided demining bomb suits, and our Ministry of Defense has provided demining equipment to the government of Ukraine. As Canada looks to scale up its support to mine action in Ukraine, our Prime Minister has recently announced an additional $15 million for mine action. In addition to these commitments, Canada has committed more than $7 million from 2018 to 2024 to provide institutional support to the ICBL and to the GICHD, which includes support to the implementation support units of both the Ottawa Convention and the CCM. Mr. President, we strongly encourage all state parties to contribute to the fight against cluster munitions, as they are able to, including to the work of the implementing support unit of the Convention, which is critical to the functioning of our work. Finally, we call once again on all states' parties to complete their Article 7 reporting requirements on time, as this is the best way to facilitate coordination of international assistance. I thank you.
I thank the